Today is January 19th, 2023, and this is the Polson Museum's Daily Centennial Moment. Bridge Problems of Harbor Topic Tuesday Evening. Hoquiam and Aberdeen city officials and representatives from the community organizations in both towns will meet in the commercial club rooms here next Tuesday night to outline a program of bridge building activity for the coming year. Mayors, city attorneys, and city engineers are expected to be present, as are committees from the Rotary Clubs, Kiwanis Clubs, Commercial Club, and Chamber of Commerce. It was at first hoped to have the meeting Saturday night when state representatives Charles Reichert of Hoquiam, Carl Mork of Aberdeen, H.B. Dollar of Malone, and Senator Olive Morris of Hoquiam could be present, but this was found impossible and they will be notified later of any recommendations made at the meeting. Both cities are in need of bridges to replace or help bear the burden on the 8th Street Bridge in Hoquiam and the Heron Street Bridge in Aberdeen. Some effort will be made at the meeting to decide which project, if either, should be given priority before the legislature in the matter of a request for state funds. Attorneys will be asked as to a legal method of raising the city's charge for the expense it is expected, and the discussion may bring in the possibility of amending state laws. City engineer E.O. Hunt of Aberdeen has been quoted as saying that the whole city might be put into a local improvement district to raise the funds as a substitute for a direct levy tax. In other news, lightning knocks Hoquiam system for all its lights. Lightning, which struck the transformer at the Grace Harbor Mill about 3:30 o'clock Wednesday morning, caused the streetlights in Hoquiam to be dark Wednesday night and last evening. A transformer was ordered into coma yesterday morning and arrived in Hoquiam about 2:30 o'clock in the afternoon. A crew of electricians was busy at the mill plant all afternoon and evening yesterday making repairs. A resident in the North End complained to the Washingtonian that the streetlights were lighted only about a half the time in his vicinity. In other news, three boxes of steelhead taken. Three boxes containing approximately 525 pounds of steelhead were seized by C.M. Roop, Deputy State Fish Inspector, yesterday at Melbourne. Mr. Roop believes the fish were caught above the deadline, which is the Northern Pacific Railroad Bridge between Cosmopolis and Aberdeen. The steelhead is a food fish, and the season on catching them is now. But there are certain restrictions. So far, there have been but few reports of sportsmen bringing back many steelhead, though it is one of the most gamest fish on the county has. The largest member of the tribe ever caught in this county is said to have weighed 38 pounds. In other news, fire loss, 15,000. Fire in the machine shop at the Carlisle Pennell Lumber Company's works at Carlisle January 11th did between $10,000 and $20,000 worth of damage, according to reports. The fire was caused, it is believed, by electrical trouble. Work has already started on the rebuilding of the shop, and the machinery is to be repaired. The shop is used to take care of all machinery used in the work of the company, both camps and mills. And in the city and county news, Peace Lewis Dean, which winch driver for the Grace Harbor Stevedore Company, was injured yesterday morning when struck by the gear of a falling cargo boom while at work on the Ahia Maru at the port terminal. At the Aberdeen General Hospital, it was said his condition is not serious. The six-mast schooner Vigilant, Captain Ralph E. Peasley, was reported safe yesterday, 60 miles northwest of the Columbia River Bar. The Vigilant is proceeding to Bellingham under her own steam. A tug, which had her in tow Monday night, lost her in a storm, it was reported Wednesday night. And finally, too many husbands was the charge on which Virginia Hines was tried in Aberdeen Justice Court yesterday. The extra husband, Bud Bridgman, an Indian, was sentenced to 30 days in the county jail. Mrs. Hines is also sentenced to 20 days in jail, but was released from custody on her promise to return to the home of her parents in Oregon. The two were arrested in Cosmopolis Tuesday by Deputy Sheriff Holzer. This was originally printed in the Grace Harbor Washingtonian newspaper on January 19, 1923. Though the Polson is currently closed until April 1, 2023 to complete fabrication of new permanent exhibits, catalog major collections, and tackle more interior painting, we are pleased to remind you of our online photograph collections database launched early last year. Visit PolsonMuseum.org now to begin exploring over 29,000 images of historic Grace Harbor, made possible through a grant from the Grace Harbor Community Foundation. We greatly appreciate your support, and as always, we thank you for tuning in to hear the Polson Museum's Daily Centennial Moment.